Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ as well. Okay, so in hour one, I mentioned this professional mermaid that we came across here this week. 15-plus years, I've yet to come across a full-time mermaid until now. There's a video circulating out on the web. I've actually posted it on my Scuba Radio blog. If you go to scubaradio.com and look for recent posts, it's called Manta's Last Dance, or you can just Google it and find it that way. But it's a really nice video about the Kona Manta dive that we've done a couple years ago is featured in this video, as well as Mermaid Hannah. Now, she's not a mermaid in this video. She's an underwater model. However, she is on Scuba Radio right now to tell us a little bit about that and some of her professional mermaid exploits. Hannah, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm great. So, a professional mermaid. Let's go there first. Let's find out what this is all about. Because,
absolutely.
You know, we have our Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, and we've been working with these girls You've heard about this pod, haven't you? Well, don't hold it against us.
I have. Yeah, I will have to meet up with some of my pod because we're a very rare and endangered breed.
Yes.
So there's not many of us.
I don't know if you're an endangered species, but definitely threatened at the bare minimum.
Definitely threatened and nearly extinct.
Yes.
But coming back.
Yeah, you're coming back in a good way. We need more mermaids. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, so how did this happen for you? Because you have not been part of the Scuba Radio pod. You kind of came from down under, which is appropriate for a mermaid, I guess. You're originally from Australia. Australia area, whatever. But now you reside out there on the left coast, I guess. Is that the
yeah,
deal?
Yeah, I'm living in Hollywood now, which is a good place for a mermaid to be as far as, you know, getting the message out there. But definitely growing up in Australia and living near, right on the beach at Byron Bay for 17 years, I was insanely blessed to have that as my launching pad for creating an actual career of being a professional mermaid, which, as you noted, hasn't really been done before. So I kind of created a new genre of job by creating an underwater professional freelance mermaid.
That's nice. So,
this started for me, you know, it was like a lifetime passion for mermaids. So I don't know where it came from, but it was just this endless fascination with the ocean and the whole underwater world and the animals there. I just thought, what a divine place, you know, to be able to float weightless and flying through this colorful landscape with these interactive, amazing creatures.
Right.
We need to go to the stars to find aliens. We have them in the ocean already, and they're intelligent, amazing creatures. So as a child, I would make, you know, little mermaid pictures and sculptures, and then I saw the film Splash with Daryl Hannah. You know, it had the same name as me and was a vegetarian like me, and, you know, it was so beautiful in that film. I lost my little mermaid brain and decided I have to make a tale as well, and this was at age 9.
Wow, okay. All right, so that inspired you to follow that dream to be a mermaid. Now, and when you're getting into this, what?
If we can just throw this out there, I will let you know Daryl Hannah inspired a number of dreams for me as well.
I don't think they're the same.
I'm sure.
Some of them involve tail.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, Bill. But let's just leave that alone. We don't want to scare her away that quickly. Basically, just to get this out there, too, you're into this mermaid thing, and it was a childhood dream. But you're not like one of these, I don't know, vampires that actually believes they're a vampire and is like drinking blood and all that. I mean, because some of these mermaids out there online take this very seriously. There is this kind of mermaid culture, but you've actually taken it to a professional level where, and you went where the work is, which I guess is out there in Hollywood, right?
Definitely. You know, this is a hot spot of creative professionals, and, you know, anything's accepted, and the support for the arts here is insane. So to meet the right people, to connect with people at the top of their field, whether it's underwater photographers, filmmakers, you know, event management, that kind of thing. So it really pushed what I had out into the world. And, it's been really fun. But, of course, I couldn't survive unless I got to go off and swim in these gorgeous places and get my gills wet again.
Nice.
And you're right. There's a lot of mermaid culture seems to be exploding at the moment. I think mermaids are the new vampires, they're saying.
Yes.
A lot more friendly, I think. We're not trying to drown sailors anymore. We really like them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're asking me, you know, do I believe myself to be a real mermaid? Like, you know, I don't drink blood like vampires or anything. But I do believe that this culture of the mermaids, the myths and the stories come from every single part of the planet, even to places like landlocked Africa, where they have myths and stories of mermaids. So I believe that it's rooted in some kind of a reality. And, it's interesting. We haven't found any proof for that yet, but you never know.
Well, I think it's deeply rooted in man's desire to find half-naked women in the water.
No.
That's really what it's rooted in.
And manatees.
I saw a TV show on Discovery, and they're real. I hear what you're saying, Hannah. I there could be some...
okay.
Yeah. You know,
I have been complimented on my nice tail many a time by a sailor. So
yes.
You never know.
Well, there you go.
See where it comes from.
I'm sure it extends beyond sailors, but I'm just guessing. Look, and by the way, it's HannahMermaid.com, right? Is that your website? Am I getting that right?
That's right. Yeah, you can see all. I've swum with manta rays, as we talked about, great white sharks, whales in Tonga, dolphins, Caribbean reef sharks took a little bite out of my tail once, turtles, seals, gosh, you name it. I've pretty much been there. I had a viper eel wrapped around my leg last week.
That wasn't something you were attempting to do. That just kind of happened as like part of the gig, so
to
speak.
That was during our manta ray shoot, actually, when we were in Kona during the manta ray shoot. It was freezing cold water at midnight, and I'm down there with just a tiny little, you know, skirt, dress, flowy outfit on, and tied to the bottom with 50 pounds of weight, swaying back and forth on a very sharp reef with sea urchins sticking out of it in extreme swell, where the viper eel got wrapped around my leg as I was taking my mask off and didn't have any air.
Wow.
It was definitely an amazing, extreme experience.
When you describe
luckily
it,
I've learned.
Like, when you describe it like that, you know, you look at the video, this Manta's Last Dance video, and she looks so angelic, but when you describe it, it's like she's in agony while she's filming this, which I guess makes you a good actress.
It's funny, you know, setting up for these shoots, I'm shivering like crazy, you know, the dresses are going over my head, I can't see because I've got no mask on, you know, it's just extreme challenge to get through it. But the moment where I release the air, release the vision, and just dance under there, I go into this space of absolute bliss. It, you know, and the swell that was challenging before becomes something that's helping me create movement. And, you know, the fact that I can't see, which was a challenge before, becomes this helpful thing that puts me into a space where I'm just with myself and the manta rays, and I forget about cameramen and whatever, and I'm just having the experience. So I have a capacity to really surrender into my surroundings under there.
Well, I like it. This Manta's Last Dance video, really first-class stuff. The last image in the video, you're floating up to the surface, doing a bubble ring up to the lights. It is angelic looking.
Yeah, you know
quite an image.
A very frightening moment where one of our... with that piece of footage on it, and we all thought, oh, life has ended. That was the shot, you know. It has to be the shot. Luckily, we were able to retrieve 95% of that shot just as the bubble ring came out. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Has to happen.
People have no idea what goes into these things. Yeah?
Let me tell you why we're doing this Manta's Last Dance, because that's really of the most importance.
It is. And let's take a break, and we will come back and talk just about that. We're talking to Mermaid Hannah, or hannahmermaid.com. Go there, or you can friend her on Facebook as well. The name of this video is Manta's Last Dance. Once again, we have posted it up, or I've posted it up on my blog at scubaradio.com. Not only is there the video of that, and we'll get into why they made this and what really the message is, but there's the making of the video as well, and his divers finding out what goes into a shoot like this. I'm fascinated by that, and I'm sure you, if you're a diver listening right now, you might be as well. So check it out on web, and we'll talk to Hannah Moore about just that next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow. It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, Benete, into Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's King.
All right, everybody, do the Bimini Shake. Here we go. There it is. Work that tail, Bill. Wow, I said that out loud, didn't I? You know, this is why we need people like Hannah Mermaid to help us out. Maybe she could help mend a video like this. We were talking about doing a Harlem Shake type video, Hannah. But when you got a room full of guys... I don't think it's going to draw the
sausage
numbers,
shake.
The views that we would want to get for a promotional thing like that. You hear what I'm saying? Are you with me on this, Hannah?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you would agree.
I can hear, yeah, I'm flapping my tail fins.
Well, okay, that's good enough for us. I don't have to do. But once again, we're talking to Hannah Mermaid, and that's Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H. There's an H on Hannah.
Hannah.
On the end of, and dot com.
How it's pronounced.
Palindrome.
Okay, we can do that.
And
too.
It's also same backwards and forwards.
go.
That's freaky. Oh, my God. That is mystical when you say it like that. Wow. But I'm sure she planned it that way. But, all right, so she's out in Hollywood. She's, doing commercials, underwater shoots. Before we talk about this Manta video that you've done, one more thing I want to delve into. You're a certified diver, but you're not like a big time diver. This is more of like you're an underwater model type of thing, right?
That's true. You know, I got my certification because I was already doing underwater modeling and a lot of free diving, and of course it's required to be able to take it to the next level, to be able to go down deep and dive on shipwrecks and whatnot. And so I got it because I was a mermaid. It didn't work the other way around. And to be honest, I haven't used scuba equipment all that much in my life because I'm always in my mermaid tail, and I've got my buddy scuba guy who's looking after me, just giving me air. So I don't even own a rig myself, which is kind of crazy. But, scuba guys are my lifesavers. They're my new age sailors because they saved my life.
All right. Well, new age sailors, we call them mermaid wranglers. You have your own personal mermaid wrangling team, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. We call them mer-handler.
Mer-handler. Okay.
Well, how much mer-handling do they get to do? I mean, how do you get your air? Do you get your air off his octopus, or does he actually hand-deliver air to your mouth from his?
What?
He delivers his extra aki straight to my mouth, and then I'm a little bit buoyant in the water because my tail is made of so much silicon, plastic, and wetsuit material. So there's actually a lot of handling that actually needs to happen. You know, when I'm stationary, I need someone to hold on to me so I don't float up.
Mm-hmm. So when you have your mer-handlers, or what do you call them again?
Mer-handlers.
Mer-handler. Okay. Yeah, is this a position that, do they pay you or do you pay them?
Well, it works for us both ways, I guess.
Yeah, okay, we'll just leave it at that. Fair enough. All right, so let's talk about this Manta's Last Dance video. You shot it in Kona, Hawaii on the Manta Night Dive, which is a spectacular dive in its own right. But you went down there and you shot
amazing.
This thing. And obviously the imagery in this video, and once again, we have a link to it at scubaradio.com, is just spectacular. What is the reasoning behind this, or what were you guys trying to accomplish with this video?
Well, you know, mantas are actually becoming endangered. They have a very short, long growth cycle, so it takes them a long time to reproduce. And over the last decade, there's been a lot of trade in gillray plates by Asian countries who have a belief that it is a tonic medicine despite no proven health benefits to this.
It's kind of like shark fin type stuff. Yeah.
Being killed just for their gills and thrown back in the ocean to die. And, it's a $140 million manta ray tourism worldwide that's under threat from gill trade and fisheries and slaughter. So we decided with the CITES, which is the Convention for International Trade of Endangered Species, coming up this weekend, we thought, okay, what can we do to inspire the world to rally and get behind the manta rays being put on the program and put a ruling in place to protect these animals? It's another 3 years before this convention meets again. So this is our only chance in the next 3 years to have these manta rays protected. So, and CITES is 177 nations from around the world, and it's the only organization that has binding provisions that nations have to abide for. So we worked with WildAid and Shark Savers on a project called Manta Ray of Hope to create this video, to get it out to the world so that we can end the senseless slaughter.
Yeah.
We're also working in conjunction with Ecuador, Colombia, and Brazil, who are the countries who have lobbying to create manta rays being listed for protection.
Nice.
So that was our inspiration. And manta rays, you know, they often, people get them confused with stingrays. I'm also always being asked, oh, aren't you scared of them? Aren't they going to kill you with their big stinger like they did to Steve Irwin?
Nah.
Now, manta rays, the less knowledgeable, are absolutely harmless. They have no stinger, no teeth, and no way to defend themselves whatsoever.
Do you have
They're
numbers?
They're purely graceful. Sorry?
Yeah,
sorry, Hannah, do you have numbers on how many there are worldwide at this point? If you go into an agency to say that they're endangered, you must have something to back that.
Not enough. I'm going to go with that number. But
they're declining rapidly.
Yeah, and I'm sure that number's out there somewhere.
At the moment, it's unsustainable.
Yeah, but the fact that they're being killed for their gill slits or something, that's ridiculous. It's like that whole shark fin nonsense where they're slaughtering these sharks for no reason. And, you know, these animals are majestic. And the video does spotlight the imagery associated in the beautiful, you know, these animals are just so beautiful. And to see it with an underwater model like Hannah is quite spectacular, quite striking.
Yeah, we wanted to show the human interaction, that they're very interactive, curious, playful, and just utterly graceful creatures. So, yeah, hopefully we've achieved to inspire people.
Well, I like it. What about you, CJ?
This video, the manta, what is it, Manta Last Dance?
Yeah, Manta's Last Dance.
It is really, really beautiful. And I just want to ask you, Hannah.
Thank you.
How did you get the manta to look so real?
Yeah, all smoke and mirrors and CGI. Not
Hollywood. Hollywood
every
tricks.
Every video that I put out in my line of work is 100% real. I have never photoshopped anything in or CGI'd anything in, and most people are always
Hannah, I think I speak for every man in here to say that they are real and they are spectacular. And we'll leave it at that. HannahMermaid.com. Check it out. Check her out. It's good stuff. Great message. And Manta's Last Dance. Awesome, awesome video. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Pretty nice, wasn't it, guys? You know, Hannah Mermaid, professional mermaid. First one I found in 15-plus years of doing this show. All our mermaids are part-time. God bless them. We love them to death. But I've yet to come across one that's turned it into a full-time gig like Hannah.
That must be really tough come tax time.
What do you mean?
Like, how would you tell the IRS?
Well, she's a vegetarian, so all her meals are deductions, you know, like seaweed and stuff like that.
Ooh. I'm not sure that you are really the person to go to for tax advice.
Why?
I think that statement may be factually inaccurate.
What? That she'd eat seaweed?
Green credits.
No, yeah. that it's tax deductible.
No, it might be. I don't know if it is. I mean, she'd have to tax
only if she eats during a shoot.
And well,
then that would be business.
Well, it'd be determined on and what it was too.
Entertainment.
If it was seafood. You know, like snails or some,
sea urchin.
You know, overabundant sea creature that isn't threatened. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I'm not a tax professional. True. True that. I'm just guessing. Yeah.
Get your own legal advice.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like a question for her.
Certified, Greg? Is she certified diver?
Yeah.
She is.
Were you not listening?
I was looking at the video and I was very distracted.
It was distracted, of course.
Yeah, she is.
She's a certified diver, but she said she doesn't do that much diving as much as she's doing little free diving and you know, has her own Wrangler air source underwater. But you have to be, you know, not only really good with your buoyancy doing stuff like that, as all the girls that we've worked with, we have the same problem she's talking about. Getting those angelic shots you see on scubaradio.com. Challenging.
They don't happen by accident.
No. And you know, that Manta Night dive that she was doing, not only is that a beautiful dive site, but it is, you know, that's very cold water compared to us warm water wusses here in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm betting that the water, if it was above 72 or something, which is like the Florida Springs here, and she's swimming around in a swimsuit.
That's crazy.
It's nutty. How does she do those shots without having all those goose bumple things all over her?
I don't know.
Because that wouldn't look attractive.
Oh, slimy.
Maybe a CGMI out? I don't know. Maybe. Could you? Photoshop? No, they can't do that.
Airbrush it. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ouch, yo, y'all. I don't need this suit.
And I'm getting the picture.
And I don't need this helmet neither.
Yeah, I'm getting the picture.
How long could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, getting the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
I'm not sure. All right, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ was just doing the Harlem Shake, or the Scuba Radio Shake, to that song. Kind of a unique choice of music, but I liked your move.
Well, I it's the same move I do when I get hypothermia.
Nice. It's kind of like a jellyfish kind of thing, if it was having a spasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just something, and we're going to work on this. I think we could...
50 years from now, it'll be called the Michael J.
The Michael J?
But
that
now it's a little
really
too soon.
Not nice.
Really? That's just... Really, Bill? Really?
Just saying.
Okay, Big Wave Dave might have a better idea. I don't know. Dave, are you out with the pool this weekend, the Be a Diver pool, or are you just back home planning? What are you doing right now?
Back home for about 5 days, doing a little planning, then I'll head off for 3 weeks, the rest of the month of March.
All right, so here's the suggestion. You do a Harlem Shake video at the next Be a Diver location. What do you think? Have you done that? Have you got everybody in the pool?
We were going to do one in Greensboro, but a big ice storm showed up and all my dancers canceled on me.
Yeah, so
see.
So if you're looking for any reason, God said, I will destroy Greensboro instead of letting this happen.
Maybe.
That's right.
You know, Bill's not a fan, evidently. What's wrong with pop culture? I mean, that's what we're trying to do: draw attention to diving. And if they're having fun in the Be a Diver pool, we should not poo-poo these ideas, Bill. I'm telling you.
Well, I wasn't really sure about doing it myself until I saw Jeff Gordon, NASCAR racer, doing it. So I guess if he could do it, hey, I could do it.
Well, exactly. Look, everyone's doing it. Just jump on the bandwagon. Better late than never, right? And just come up with your own little twist to it, you know. And you could do it in the pool, or you know, CJ could do his jellyfish version. Yeah. Well, what happened? Hey, Bill, what happened? I think he can't hear me. He can't hear me now. What happened?
That happens a lot. Greg.
Yeah. Let's see. Can you hear me now? Hello. Hello. Uh-oh. We lost Big Wave Dave. See, not only did he did God not want him to do the Harlem Shake, he didn't even want him to talk to us.
Maybe we should stop talking about it.
You think that's what it is? No. The thing is, the Be a Diver pool, the whole point of this is to promote diving, share the love of diving across the country at various events that Big Wave Dave attends. And he sets up this giant pool, and people can try out diving, you know, at these various venues. Now, you can go to beadiver.com and find out where he's going to be next. He is home preparing this weekend to hit the road next week. I know that for a fact. So we'll connect with him in just a bit. But let's talk about where we want to dive, guys. This Manta Night Dive, I've done it. You haven't done that. Is it
now,
on your
list?
Is
this like fantasy time? Like I can go anywhere in the world? Like bucket list or practical where you can just jet off for a weekend?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Do we got Dave back? We got him back? Let's see. I mean, he might have some suggestions as well. Dave, can you hear me now?
Hey, I got you now. I figured Bill got mad at me because he didn't like the Harlem Shake. So
yeah, well, you know, it was either that or,
the intervention of a supreme being.
It could be one or the other.
Yeah.
Which Bill would like Bill would like to put him right up there with the big guy himself. So it could have been either one. Anyway, so... We're talking about places to go, too, Dave. And then we'll get to where you're going to go next week here with the Be a Diver pool.
Yeah, so here's the setup, Dave.
Yeah.
The setup is, instead of telling us where you're actually going to go, we want you to tell us where you'd like to go if you were going to go diving.
No, well, yeah.
That's the setup.
No, we'll talk about where people can go and jump in the pool with them next. But CJ is saying, you know, I said, where do you want to dive next? Because we were just talking to this mermaid lady who's a professional mermaid who did a video in Kona, Hawaii at the Manta Night Dive. Have you done that dive, Dave? You've heard about that dive for sure.
No, well, I've heard about it. They were actually, when I lived in Hawaii, they weren't doing that yet, so I didn't get a chance to do it. Hey, you know, I was doing a lot of honeydew list stuff today, so I didn't get off. But, hey, you could have been ice diving today. My son-in-law was out ice diving today.
Well, what do you think, CJ? Oh. Would that be on your list? Is that a fantasy?
Ice diving?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
No. No, but you could do this upside-down hockey thing they do. That would be fun.
If I could be philosophical and answer that question, if you ask me where I want to dive,
yeah,
I would say where the water is warm and clear.
Warm and clear. How about just clear? What if you skip the warm?
No, it's got to be warm.
Well, it's a dry suit. It doesn't matter, right, Dave? You've done this, right?
That's right. It's warm. You know, it's warm in your mind. It's warm in your dry suit. It's just when you get out. You know, another place might be good on my list. I've been watching our buddy's new dive resort, you know, the Dive God boat over in Bimini and those hammerhead sharks.
That's yeah, that's cool. Right.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Yeah, Neil told me just the other day that they have, I didn't even know this, but they have a hammerhead shark season over in Bimini.
Oh,
where they
cool.
They're migrating through there right now.
You know what's cool is I have yet to see a hammerhead.
What's that, Dave? What'd you say?
I saw Junior posted a bunch of awesome pictures of the hammerhead, so it's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think these are great hammerheads. These are like 12, 15-foot hammerheads.
Cool.
It's not like the schooling hammerheads. These are the great hammerheads. Am I right there, Dave, or do you know? Happen to know?
From what I saw in the pictures, yeah, not the school. They're kind of all independent there, so it looked pretty cool. So that could be on a list maybe this next year since they're doing it now, and I
yeah.
think they go right now.
Yeah, so okay, so that's on his list. So that sounds more appealing than doing up some upside down ice diving and
way more appealing.
But you know, but the upside down hockey on the bottom side of the ice, that does sound like fun to me. And in a dry suit, it really wouldn't matter. It's not that bad, especially underwater.
You know what would be cool? At the point that would be most cool is when you're telling people the story at the bar that you did that.
After
that's when it becomes
when you're all
cool.
dried out and warmed
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
that could be. Is that kind of how it is, Dave?
I mean, the real guys do it. Now, ice diving is a fantastic thing. You know, you can play underwater. And guess what? You know, where they're diving at, if you dove down deep in the middle of summer, the water would be the same temperature. So it's really when you get in and out of the water that you feel cold. And, hey, today it's a nice 31 degrees, so it's not so bad.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I just technically became a female.
Really? Interesting.
Anatomically,
yeah.
Anatomically, at least.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. That, yeah, you got to be used to it. And unfortunately, we, depending on how you look at it, we're warm water wusses here in Florida. And, you know, anything below 72 degrees water temp freaks us out, has a tendency to make me a little nervous.
I'm a little iffy about temperatures below 78, I'll be honest.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I'll dive in 72.
72, hey, 74, hey, that's springs.
Bill, grow a pair. Come on, put a heavy suit on and go down.
You
dive.
Know what? I want to grow a pair and keep them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a pair, but then I wouldn't be able to find them.
Okay, you're talking about a pair of fins, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, just checking. All right, so where are you headed next with the Be a Diver pool there, Dave?
Heading out money to our country's capital where they're having all the sequestration problems, Washington, D.C.
Ah, okay, so...
So Congress will be in session, and instead of figuring out how to solve our long-term fiscal disaster, you'll be putting them into the pool. That'll be nice.
No, hey. They won't be open, so he'll give them something to do while they're
that's right.
shut down.
Have the pool there, they can try scuba. And then,
yeah.
I do that weekend, then I head up to the Detroit area, then down to Houston, so I'm busy 3 weeks.
Nice. Now, I did just get notice that they've announced a dive day at the state capitol in Florida in April. Are you part of that, too, or do you know what I'm talking about?
I have been in the past. I don't think I'm scheduled to be down there this year, but they did it last year. I didn't see the release, but the Florida Scuba Days is a good way to bring scuba in front of the state capitol to, of course, remember the lobbyists that this is a very popular sport, and it brings a lot of money into the state.
Yeah. And, you know, we may try to get up there for this this time. And, yeah, sometimes they have the pool. Who knows? Maybe they'll send you down there to do that. I got to update that this year's dive day at the state capitol in Florida The Occupy guys aren't going to be there. So it's supposed to be a little bit more of an upbeat, festive type of day, dive day. So that'd be good, I think.
Yeah, those guys are all gone.
Last year they had the pool there, and these guys hadn't had a bath for weeks. And they said, hey, yeah, we'll try out diving. And it was just, I don't know if that's really what happened or not, but you can imagine the problems it could have caused. So this year, not an issue.
Yeah.
All right, but beadiver.com, go there, check out where Big Way Dave is going to be, and try diving and turn your friends onto it as well. And you can jump in there and sample diving if you're not already certified. And if you are, you can jump in there and play and with some new toys that he's touring around with as well. All right, Dave, enjoy your weekend off, and we'll check in with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Hey, check out beadiver.com. Also, Divecast, and we got some really cool stuff coming up. We're going to be released in the next 6 weeks or so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, divecaching.com. There you go. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
We're just bopping our head. We're doing the Harlem Shake or the Scuba Radio Shake. Maybe that's what we got to do, guys. I don't know. We got to work this. We're going to do some kind of video. I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
By the time we do it, though, will it no longer be cool?
Exactly. When we do it, it will literally have finally jumped the shark.
Then we'll be like hipsters.
But
we'll be doing it when it's not cool anymore.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we ought to be that jump the shark moment. We really should, because we're Scuba Radio. We like sharks.
When we do
like
it, diving then it's with finally
sharks.
Done.
Great, Greg. Flailing around underwater around sharks. I'm sure that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll make it happen. Time will tell. We will see. All right, so places, talking about where to want to dive, this Manta Night dive. You guys have seen this video that Hannah did.
Yeah,
and does this sound appealing to you? Do
Hell
you want to
yeah.
do this stuff?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
As long as she's there,
and I think that there's a good chance we're going to try to piggyback a trip out to Hawaii again around the Long Beach Dive Show in June. and jump over to Hawaii and maybe do that
diving. Is Bill going?
I don't know. Is Bill going? Would he want to go is the question. Would he want to do the Manta Nui dive?
Do I want to go? Do I want to go and dive in Hawaii? The answer is yes. I want to go and dive in Hawaii.
Okay.
Can we get a t-shirt that says, who's the Manta?
Oh, boy.
I wonder if that's been done. If it hasn't, it
Scuba
really...
Scuba Radio shirt. New Scuba Radio shirt.
Who's the Manta?
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think they jumped the shark a couple years ago, too. You think?
No.
No.
No, I just came up with it.
Who says who's the man anyway, anymore?
I just did.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No,
we
it's
can add
good.
This to the collection of other great, brand new ideas CJ's had, like the one he came up with last week for
what?
Who Let the Dogs Out.
Or the Iron Mermaiden.
Yes.
I like that one. Yeah, but I don't know. We'll work on the t-shirt idea maybe, CJ.
Who's
we'll
the
see.
Manta?
Yeah, but this Manta night dive is like doing Stingray City in the Caymans, only except instead of stingrays, they're about this big, you know, 4 or 5 feet across. The mantas are upwards of 12 feet across.
Can you put a saddle
across.
On them and ride them like Aquaman?
You could, but they would probably not be very happy with you about that because they don't want you to touch the mantas.
Okay.
They're not there for your
time.
Own personal amusement. They're there to observe
are.
And to, you know,
report.
Enjoy. Huh?
Observe and report back.
Okay. You report back or take some pictures of them and that kind of thing. They swim right up into you. That's pretty cool. You know what they do? What detracts
them? They
could
probably swallow me whole. They've got big, huge mouths.
The big difference, you know, like when they, you know, with mantas, you know, with sharks, you got to chum them in for photos. With mantas, you kind of chum
they're
them in.
They're already your chum.
No, that's not true. They have to draw them in, but they draw them in with lights. Because what happens there in
so you're
Dakota,
saying they're like moths of the sea.
No, what happens is they take a milk crate and they fill the milk crate full of dive lights. No, dive lights. Literally, they call it the campfires is what they call it there in Kona.
Cool.
And it's basically a milk crate full of dive lights, spread, you know, blasting out in all different directions.
Like a mirror, like a disco ball.
Yeah, it is.
For manta rays.
It looks quite remarkable underwater. And what happens is that draws in all the plankton that are attracted to the lights, and the mantas come in and feed on the plankton.
Genius!
Yeah, and it's like a little, you know, campfire type thing that the mantas are drawn to scoop up that plankton and stuff.
Does it
that
warm
would be
your
super
hands?
Cool.
What's that, Bill?
Can you warm your hands on it?
You could if you get close enough to the dive lights.
Can you roast marshmallows?
They're warm. You can't really roast them, and they would definitely be soggy. But that would be fun to try. Why not?
But you could take them down from depth.
Yes.
And take them up, and they...
Underwater s'mores.
I don't know if they would do that. I don't think they would do that. I don't know. Actually, yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would.
If you took them down in a
sealed
hard container.
Hard container. Get them down there, open them under pressure, and then you get them up to the surface and... Wah!
See, it's these kind of ideas that Bill comes up with are the reasons why I would never take him to Hawaii. maybe that's just...
Maybe that's how they invented marshmallow fluff. Accidentally.
No, I don't think that's true. But that is
a... saltwater taffy.
That is a spectacular dive. That should be on your list if you guys haven't had it on your list before.
It's right up here. It's in my head.
The list is?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is in there?
There's plenty of space to write up there, so.
There is.
Oh, is it inside or it's right there on the forehead?
My life is an open book.
Okay. All right. So the Manta Night Dive is on the list now.
Yeah.
Is there anything above that list?
We
got this Scuba Radio
Scuba Cruise. The Great White Shark cage dive
in Guadalupe.
Yeah, that would be
Be one, huh? Okay, that'd
be
good.
Cool.
You know, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January. Saba St. Kitts, that should
that
be on your
would
list
be cool
too.
Cool too.
We're gonna have the folks from Dive Training Magazine. We're gonna shoot a cover for Dive Training. Hopefully, if things go as well with the weather and everything, where they shoot the front cover and the reverse angle. We have that. Barry and Ruth from Dive Training, some of their photo pros are going to be on board with us, plus the folks from Scuba Pro
so
Dive Equipment.
You would have something in common with Kate Upton. You're both on the cover of magazines.
Well, they don't usually take pictures of divers, right?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Okay.
But they won't take a picture of me. They know better. They'll probably take one of our mermaids or something, maybe if we're lucky. It depends on what they're going to feature in the magazine that month. They actually have, something
asparagus
in the magazine.
Recipes.
Well, it may be, say, for instance, they got an article in Dive Training that's about, working on the skill.
Radio host.
That could be. It might be. I don't know. But usually it's more things like, snorkel regulator exchange, and they'll have someone on the surface doing that skill, and then you'll get a shot from behind as well. Which is, when you look at it that way, that is my best side. Look at that butt. Look
Stop
at that.
It.
It's nice and firm.
Stop it.
Juicy.
Get off me.
That's my nickname, Juicy.
Ugh.
All right. Too much information, sorry.
Why does he even wear those shorts?
Okay, but that'll have to do
wow.
it for now. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Juicy.
Not where it's juicy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.